KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Starting off sports, taking a look at high school football scores from last night. And the game you heard here on KJAN was a Class A District 1 matchup as Ottoman defeated Riverside 54-12. And Jake Mulford ran for four touchdowns in that game for the Wheelers as they get their homecoming victory. And other scores for you, it was not a happy homecoming as far as the football field is concerned for Atlantic last night as Dallas Center Grimes defeats them 47-7. Other Class 3A District 8 games include Creston over ADM 50-35, Glenwood topping Denison 10-7, and Winterset a 23-0 shutout of Harlan. In Class 2A District 8 play, it was Clarinda over West Central Valley 63-6, Esac County beat Shenandoah 55-0, Southeast Valley a 17-7 win over Kemper Catholic, and it was Red Oak defeating a trainer 35-14 in a non-district matchup there. Class 1A District 1 play, it was AHSTW over Missouri Valley Big 51-7, IKM Manning over Orbital Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 44-6. That non-district matchup, as we mentioned, Red Oak 35-14 over Trainer. West Monona was a 26-0 winner over Underwood. In Class 1A District 8 play, it was Central Decatur over Southwest Valley 60-30. Des Moines Christian defeated I-35 34-0. Van Meter was a 14-12 winner over Panorama. And Woodward Granger beat South Hamilton 31-28. In Class A District 1 play, it was Audubon, as we mentioned, over Riverside 54-12. Grizzled beat St. Albert 48-28. Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center 48-0. It was Westwood over Maple Valley 34-12. In Class A District 8 play, Mount Air defeated Bedford 38-24. Nottoway Valley over Clarinda Academy 66-20. Earlham knocked off Pleasantville 42-20. And Martinsdale St. Mary's Big over Southeast Warren 49-14. In eight-man play, District 1, Newell Fonda over Arweva, 39-33. Booyer Valley beat River Valley, 40-22. Exira EHK over Woodbine, 67-22. And Kingsley Pearson knocked off West Harrison, 19-18. In eight-man District 7 play, Adair Casey a winner, 68-12 over Glidden-Ralston. It was Guthrie Center over Ankeny Christian Academy, 58-18. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Murray, 68-7. And it was East Union over Northeast Hamilton, 34-14. Also in eight-man District 8 play last night, Cam hung on to beat Nishnabotna 28-16. It was Lennox over East Mills, 22-20. Sydney knocked off Essex, 74-30. And Fremont Mills Big over Stanton, 51-6. That's a look at your high school football scores from last night. In Major League Baseball play, the Kansas City Royals certainly have found a formula for postseason success after missing the playoffs 29 straight years. The Royals picked up their third straight extra inning win as Eric Hosmer belted a tie-breaking two-run homer in the 11th inning for a 4-1 triumph for the LA Angels in Anaheim. The outcome gives KC a 2-0 lead over the top-seeded Angels in the AL Division Series and a chance to wrap it up at home on Sunday or Monday. Kansas City had just five hits until Lorenzo Cain hit a one-out single in the 11th and scored on Hosmer's first career playoff home run. They were the Royals' first run since Hosmer scored on Alex Gordon's second inning single. The Baltimore Orioles put together another strong eighth inning rally to take a 2-0 lead in the American League Division Series. Pinch hitter Delman Young stroked a go-ahead 3-run double to cap the Orioles' 4-run eighth in a 7-6 comeback against the Detroit Tigers in Baltimore. The Birds rallied against Jabba Chamberlain and Joaquim Soria after Anibal Sanchez tossed two hitless innings of relief. Also in other baseball play, the expected pitcher's duel between Clayton Kershaw and Adam Wainwright never materialized as the St. Louis Cardinals and L.A. Dodgers combined for 14 runs against the two hurlers in Game 1 of the NLDS. The Redbirds did most of that damage while scoring 8 runs in the 7th to turn a 6-2 deficit into a 10-9 victory at Los Angeles. Kershaw carried a 2-hitter into the 7th before surrendering singles to 5 of the Cards' first 6 hitters. Matt Carpenter chased him with a 2-out 3-run double before scoring on Matt Holliday's 3-run homer that put St. Louis ahead 10-6. Randall Grichuk and Carpenter hit solo homers off of Kershaw, who dropped to 1-4 with a 5.20 ERA and 45 inning lifetime in postseason play. It's not been his run, had not been a good run for him. The Cardinals bullpen allowed 2 runs and 3 hits in 4 2/3 innings after the Dodgers tagged Wainwright for 6 runs and 11 hits. So unexpected there with the pitching matchup in that ball game. Cardinals take the 1-0 lead. We'll have the Cardinals and the Dodgers in game 2 for you tonight. 7:42 is the pregame start time, late one out there on the West Coast. And Jake Peavy has helped the San Francisco Giants take the opener of their NLDS series in Washington. Peavy allowed just 2 singles and 3 walks over 5 2/3 scoreless innings as the Giants downed the Nationals 3-2. Joe Panik and Brandon Belt each had 2 hits and an RBI to help San Francisco build a 3-0 lead and get that victory. Game 2 is today in Washington. Iowa State visits 21st-ranked Oklahoma State in Big 12 play. ISU coach Paul Rhodes says that the defense will need to mix it up against that Cowboy offense.
They will get the ball out of their hand quickly, just like all the other fast-tempo offenses in this league, not as fast as Baylor. But if you're just going to spend your time dropping coverage and eliminate the deep ball the best you can, I mean, they'll hurt you with other things. And Coach Gundy likes to run the ball, and this offense does. So just doing that, they'll make you pay for it with the run game.
Rhodes says while Oklahoma State gets a lot of attention for its offense, the Cowboy defense is based on speed.
People's screen games and things like that is almost non-existent because they transition from the point of attack out to the perimeter very fast. They've got a secondary that's got some younger players and had to plug in some other guys because of injuries, and they don't miss a beat. A lot of matchup coverages in the overall width of the field, and they run good with everybody they match up.
Oklahoma State is one of the younger teams in the Big 12, but Rhodes says the Cowboys have a lot of confidence.
When you've been preparing and practicing and watching other folks do it and win, and then you add yourself in, you got a good number of good pieces to get that done. And obviously, I think that's the case with that football team right now. They know how to win, and they've done a good job of getting it accomplished through 4 games.
Iowa State, coming off their latest loss at home to Baylor, is now 1-3. And today's game at Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater, Oklahoma, gets underway at 11 a.m. That'll be televised on Fox Sports 1. And Kevin Harvick has shattered his own track record in capturing the pole for Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Kansas Speedway. Harvick turned a lap of 197.621 miles per hour in the last round of qualifying to top his own mark by almost 3 miles per hour. Kevin Vickers and Eric Amoroa were the next best qualifiers, and Joey Logano began a run of 5 chase contenders by qualifying 4th. Jeff Gordon was next, followed by Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And Utah State handed number 18 BYU its first loss of the college football season last night. The Cougars also lost their top offensive weapon and potential Heisman Trophy candidate. Darrell Garrettson threw for 321 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Aggies knocked off the Cougars 35-20 in Provo. BYU led 14-7 until Garrettson ran for a TD and threw for 2 others in the last 5 minutes of the first half. Hunter Sharp had 5 receptions for 173 yards, including a 72-yard scoring grab in the final minute of the opening half. The Cougars finished the game without Taysom Hill, who fractured his left leg in the second quarter after throwing for 99 yards and a touchdown. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.